So after the Supreme Court ruled last week that corporations have the same rights as individuals under the First Amendment, it seemed a little bit like the balance of powers was little grumpy. Listen to the president talking about the judiciary.
I can't think of anything more devastating to the public interest. The last thing we need to do is hand more influence to the lobbyists in Washington, or more power to the special interests to tip the outcome of elections.
The president talking about the Supreme Court ruling on elections that will affect everyone in Congress. Yes, it's a landmark ruling with lots of implications. Joining us now is Scott Thomas, former FEC, Federal Election Commission chairman, who served on the commission from 1986 to 2006. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, John.
So this is a fascinating case, and we could talk about it for a couple of hours here, but let's focus in on the issue of corporations and their giving. Does this decision, and again, it's your opinion, but still, does this decision require the FEC to look more closely at corporations and who's giving to elections, or maybe allows them to not pay so much attention anymore?
Well, I'm guessing that in some respects it will require more work by the FEC, because although the decision in theory has left intact the contribution prohibition that's been in federal law, the question will move to, okay, so what is a contribution and how is a contribution really different from an independent expenditure, which the court freed corporations to make? And the toughest area will really relate to this concept of what is a coordinated communication. And for years, a coordinated communication is treated as a contribution. So that's where the real battle will lie, and lots of folks will be filing complaints saying, well, actually, there was some coordination. The corporate officials were coordinating with a candidate who was the subject of the ad.
So right, so too much.
Let
me just back up for a second. Too much contact with the actual candidate, and it becomes a coordinated direct contribution. But if there's no contact with the candidate, in a sense, there's really no limit to what the corporation can do to fund anything but the direct campaign expenditures of the individual candidate, right?
That's right. What's really been freed up is the so-called independent or uncoordinated ads.
All right. Now, I can certainly look in the mirror and tell the difference between John Hockenberry, American Citizen, and General Motors, U.S. Corporation, or Xerox, U.S. Corporation. I can vote. The corporations can't vote. I have an address here in Brooklyn, New York, in the United States. Corporations can have addresses all over the world. Can foreign corporations get involved in this?
Well, in theory, the foreign national prohibition was not before the court, and in theory, the court has not addressed that. And actually, there is a small passage in the opinion where they sort of point out that they're not interpreting that particular restriction. But you're right. There is just a huge potential for confusion, if you will, because there are so many foreign-owned or foreign-controlled corporations, and the measure of whether or not the foreign national prohibition is still good law is going to be very, very difficult.
But in theory, if I'm the CEO of I Hate America Forever, a company in Saudi Arabia, okay, that's on some side street, and I set up a Gosh We Love America subsidiary in Detroit, Michigan, all right, say, I can contribute to anyone, right?
Well, again, the contribution restriction is going to be in place, but for any corporation. But for independent expenditures, yes. I mean, there's going to be this potential for domestic subsidiaries of foreign-owned or controlled companies to use this new allowance that the Supreme Court has carved out. And the question will be, I suppose, for the FEC, what does it mean when the statute says, well, you can only let a domestic subsidiary get involved that way if it's principally operating in the United States.
Principally operating,
that's where the battle line will be. It'll be a mess.
And the FEC is going to have to be looking at all that sort of paperwork. Here's a question from one of our listeners.
This is Al in Oklahoma City. If corporations have a right to contribute all the money they want to campaigns, particularly in the form of ads, then they should be held to citizenship regulations just like the rest of us, and they should have to declare a nation of citizenship and pay taxes to that nation.
Now, does something like this force corporations to act more like citizens in the sense that they have to declare, a vote? They do pay taxes already, but how does this change corporations at all?
Well, the corporations, when they make a political expenditure, are supposed to track that and make sure that they don't declare that as a business expense deduction when they're calculating their income taxes. So in theory, when you make a political expenditure, you're going to have to pay taxes on the revenue that was used to do that. So that's going to be in place. And for nonprofits also, there are tax provisions that in theory cause them to, in essence, have to pay taxes when they incur those kinds of expenses. But it's very complicated to track, obviously.
Well, before we go, can you envision a campaign, a time when rhetoric like the aluminum industry supports this candidate and that will be part of the language of our politics?
Well, I suppose it depends on how lax the Federal Election Commission is. If the FEC is very, very weak in terms of trying to establish rules about how to define whether a domestic corporation really should be allowed to operate on its own as if it were not a foreign controlled company, then we've got a problem.
Right.
If the FEC is tough, in theory, it won't be quite as bad, but it's still going to be very,
very tough.
Complicated.
Scott Thomas, former FEC Federal Election Commission chairman, talking about the Supreme Court decision last week.
Sarah Reeris, Seacliff, New York. Still cleaning up George Bush's mess.
Six-word State of the Union address. Barack Obama's will be longer, but you can reach us at 877-8MYTAKE.